In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspiration so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 7, verses 4 through 6. In the same way, brothers, you were also put to death to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might not belong to it anymore, but to another, to the one who raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the flesh, our sinful passions, awakened by the law, worked in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, dead to what held us captive, so that we may serve in the newness of spirit and not under the obsolete letter. From these scriptures, we learn that we are never truly independent, for we either serve the natural instinctual cravings or we serve God. We do not belong independently to ourselves, for we belong entirely to Christ as his member or slaves, for he has bought us at an infinite price, the very shedding of his precious blood, or we belong to another. Even at birth, before baptism, we were not independent, for we belonged to the devil as his slaves. The work of the cross on Calvary communicated to us in baptism made us slaves of Jesus in reality. And as a result, we must live, work, and die for the sole purpose of bringing forth fruit for him, glorifying him in our body, and letting him reign in our soul. We are his conquest, the people he has won his heritage. But let it be known that it is one thing to belong to Christ, quite another to submit one's will and desires to him. Ask yourself if your sins continue to dominate you. Do you have an affection for or an attachment to a particular sin that you are not willing to set aside? O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servants in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways and the truth of your virtues. In the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of the flesh and demons by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.